shipping and the industry.
Sadly, we have another plane that's gone down, and that's where we're going to start here on America Tonight. A Yemeni plane crashed with about 150 people on board. That's another Airbus, too. So, you know, an Airbus A310. It was en route to Comoros when it crashed about an hour right before it was supposed to land. As far as the people on board or anything else about the plane crash, not much information, as you can imagine. At this point, everybody scrambling, trying to find the wreckage, going out, the whole thing. And as I mentioned, this plane was about an hour away from its destination. Jeez, just how awful is that? It was supposed to be a 4.5-hour flight. They have about 3 regular flights, I guess, that go the same routes, take this. And, you know, there were all kinds of people on board. There's a crew of about 11 people that you could add to that. There's no indication, at least right now, of any kind of foul play, because automatically the times we live in, of course, we think, geez, was it a terrorist? Who brought the plane down? Is it some other thing? Whatever. So there's no indication of that. But this is the second one involving an Airbus in a month. Remember the Air France Airbus, the 330, crashed off Brazil when it was going from Rio to Paris. And, of course, the 228 dead and still trying to find many of those bodies, and although they've found some, and the cause is under investigation. So, wow, what a way to start. America Tonight, as you know, we zig and zag all over the place. And, boy, there has been a lot to talk about, a lot of sad things, frankly, lately. A lot of, you know, we know death and taxes is inevitable, but sometimes you just shake your head and you can't believe what you're seeing. And one of the deaths, actually, in the middle of all these super famous people dying, was this pitchman, Billy Mays, that we talked about on our previous show. He looked so healthy, so vibrant, and he was such a star when it came to the pitchman-type people. I mentioned this before. You hear his voice, you know who he is. He was the OxyClean guy, right? Everybody wanted a piece of him. Everybody wanted him to pitch their stuff. I'm sure financially he was in a very, very good place. But his wife woke up in the morning and he was dead. Couldn't find a pulse, all that kind of stuff, obviously. In Tampa, he was coming back from Philadelphia. And it turns out that it's another one of these cardiac arrests. At least that's what they're saying. At this point, they believe that's what it was. They did an autopsy, and geez, how awful is that? They didn't see any signs of any of that kind of stuff, but he apparently had some kind of a heart problem. I mean, he was one of those gurus, like I said, when it came to selling. It's like that Orange Glow. Orange Glow was huge for him. How many people bought Orange Glow when they heard him pitch it? You thought it could do anything, didn't you? And the same thing with OxyClean. Absolutely. I mean, he changed the industry, at least carrying the mantle anyway. No question about it, and the whole demonstration thing. So that was a strange one in the middle of it. Farrah Fawcett is buried, her funeral service is in the burial, is tomorrow in Los Angeles. It's a private deal. Michael Jackson, in the meantime, there are a lot of questions still surrounding Michael Jackson's affairs. Custody was one of the big ones, and apparently right now, at least temporarily, Michael Jackson's mother, Catherine, gets custody of all the kids. They're 12, 11, and 7, and also has the estate control for now. Now, one thing they are saying is they say they have not found a will for him. So that means that the court gets to divide up the estate. But the judge did give Catherine Jackson the temporary control of what they call tangible personal property. No funeral plans announced yet at this point. I think the family actually even if you looked at him, you'd find all these things out, how much prescription medication he was taking. It was 125 pounds, all that sort of stuff. I think the family is still in shock. In fact, just the other day, this was Janet Jackson speaking at the BET Awards.
To you, Michael is an icon. To us, Michael is family. And he will forever live in all of our hearts. On behalf of my family and myself, thank you for all of your love. Thank you for all of your support. We miss him so much.
All right, so you could tell she was obviously very, very choked up. In the meantime, not too many people were choked up. Actually, they were applauding. Bernie Madoff sentenced 150 years. People were shocked. Back in December, ho-ho, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, when they found out they didn't have any money because of this guy named Bernie Madoff, who ripped them off. One of the all-time greatest Ponzi schemes. What a incredible shyster he turned out to be for decades. For decades, people used to go to him for financial advice. I mean, he was heavily quoted all over the place. So a federal judge sentenced Madoff to 150 years. He's convicted as the mastermind of the largest and most sweeping Ponzi scheme ever, 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 ever. So good for Judge Denny Chin in New York, who let Madoff apologize to his victims, which he did. He was in the courtroom. He turned around and he looked at the people that were there in the front row and, said that he wanted to face them. And that's exactly what he did. So his day of reckoning now has come and gone. The crowd erupts into applause after the sentence was announced. It's the maximum that the feds could have given him, that the federal prosecutors in New York requested. It's based on the number of victims, which there was countless, right? And the amount of money he stole and all the damage he caused. So this is it, because this is federal court. He will not get out, period. He will die absolutely in prison. He's 71 years old. Now, before he got his sentence, he did say that he lived in a tormented state for all the pain and suffering that he created. He said he felt he left a legacy of shame. It's something he lives with for the rest of his life, and he says that he wasn't asking for forgiveness and not ordering any excuses for his behavior. He said, how can you excuse betraying thousands of investors? How can you excuse, this is Madoff saying this, deceiving hundreds of employees? How can you excuse lying to and deceiving your wife, who still stands by you? Now, the interesting thing is there still could be 10 others who fall as a result of this, meaning 10 others implicated in this Ponzi scheme. Of course, those charges haven't been leveled yet, but apparently there are some that are set to come out. Now, Ira Sorkin, who represents Madoff, had asked for 12 years in a sentence, saying that he has an approximate life expectancy of 13 and won't outlive the requested sentence by a year. Ha ha! He's not going to outlive this puppy. Was this the right thing to do or ridiculous? Some people actually say 150 is ridiculous. It doesn't matter how much it is. It wasn't too harsh. You got to think about it. No penalty was too severe, I don't think. 800-259-5791, America Tonight.
Your relationships are a mirror of you.
That's good news, because it means you have the power to effect positive change in the quality of love you create in your life.
It's all up to you.
Join us, Joseph and Sarah Malinette, for Creating Your Ideal Relationship on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
We'll help you create loving, ideal relationships. Give us a listen at WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237 The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Coming up, more on the clean energy bill, what the president had to say about it, and some of the reaction to the new energy bill in general. We were talking a little bit about climate control and what happened in the House. Just razor thin it passes. What will happen in the Senate? I think it's going to be tougher in the Senate. And if you don't like the idea of having to pay some serious bucks for your electric and all that that entails, then you might write a letter to your congressman, or actually you might write a letter to your senator. If you don't know who it is, no shame in that, because who does when they switch so much? Whoops, scandal. Somebody else resigned. Somebody else might be in. Kidding. You can send me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And we're going to talk a lot about that on our next show. On tomorrow's show, a lot on climate control, clean energy, all that stuff, and what it means to you, whether you're living in Connecticut or whether you're living in California, Texas, Illinois, you know what I'm saying, anywhere in between, certainly. And, of course, the latest in Iran, because that hasn't quelled yet. The people are still trying to figure out ways to protest their dissatisfaction with the results of the election. Boy, that is something to watch. It is. It just shows you that whole thing that constantly I say, power to the people, baby. It is about numbers. When you complain, I mean, if you've got a leg to stand on and more people jump on the same thing, and we've seen it certainly in this country, then actions speak louder than words. And of course, people who are elected to office want to be elected again. So they don't want constituents who are not happy with what's going on in Washington. So you really, really honestly, even if you don't think it, you really do have a voice. That's a great thing about living in the United States. Watch what's happening in Iran and see how their voices are squelched, but yet they still try to figure out a way where they can be heard. All right, talked about Bernie Madoff. You can weigh in on that. I'm getting a lot of email on that, so I promise I'll get to that before we skedaddle Same thing that I said as far as trying to find out who your senator is. Same address, AmericaTonight.net. Another strange deal with an Airbus going into the ocean, this time the Indian Ocean. It crashed, and they still don't have, of course, any details. It's too fresh. It's too new. But there were a lot of people on this plane as well, always sad. I mean, just when you hear about these crashes, it's just an hour outside of their destination. And, you know, in my own way, when I, especially as somebody who's flown a lot, I just think, I hope that when they went down in the plane, it was quick. It was it wasn't a long time. They weren't knowing that something was going on and the plane breaks up. And that might sound a little naive, but wouldn't it be better to have it boom over with quickly? Because you always hear these chilling details that they try to piece together through the black box and everything else a little bit later. Now, they were pretty far out. I don't know that you're gonna have any kind of eyewitnesses to it. And so far, I can't find any in going through overseas news and stuff. But it's still way too soon to get a better handle on, to get a better handle on what's happened, obviously, with that plane. Something else that's happened that I haven't gotten to, I mentioned it briefly, but it's absolutely worth spending some time on. We did on this show several times. We talked with a lot of people in the industry who know what could have happened if this ruling had gone a little bit different. I think you know where I'm veering. The Connecticut firefighters feel vindicated by the Supreme Court ruling. The Supreme Court, as they are recessing for the summer, what the Supreme Court says is that a group of white firefighters were unfairly discriminated against. And this reverses a decision that the high court nominee, Sonia Sotomayor, had endorsed in the lower court. So this is a big deal, because I'll tell you, a lot of insiders thought it was going to be a little bit closer and weren't so sure it was going to go this way. But I think it was the right decision. I mean, absolutely. So now, of course, there's criticism that this opinion, should it be an obstacle to her confirmation? I don't think it's going to be an obstacle to the confirmation. I think that it's been a very, very long road, as is any litigation for these firefighters. And there were about 20 firefighters, 19 white, one Hispanic, who sued the city of New Haven, Connecticut. They were arguing that they were discriminated against when the city threw out the results of a promotion test after too few minority firefighters scored high, because they didn't want that to happen. They wanted more people of color to get those positions, obviously. The city argued that the action was prompted by concern that disgruntled African-American firefighters would sue. But that reasoning didn't hold up with the high court's majority. So this is a big one. 5-4. That was the decision, 5-4. Justice Kennedy authored the 5-4 opinion in favor of the firefighters. There was no reference to Sotomayor, none whatsoever, in the decision. That wasn't brought up, obviously. But this is a huge, huge case. And what's happened now, of course, is I don't think anything will block her confirmation anyway. But what's happened is, in a sense, there is a little bit of an opening here because of the decision. For example, like Mitch McConnell, I saw him somewhere today, the Senate Minority Leader, and he said that the decision certainly underscores his concern that she might have allowed her personal or political agenda to cloud her judgment and affect her ruling, because she ruled against those firefighters in the other court. So in this case, and in the case, I think, of what she was ruling and what the White House is trying to explain, is that she was following a precedent in ruling in favor of New Haven, and that the Supreme Court is offering a different interpretation of the Civil Rights Act. bottom line is, this is absolutely, I think, the right way to go, because it would have affected a lot of workplaces, and I don't think it would have been the fair or just interpretation. So thank goodness it went this way. The confirmation hearings, by the way, for Sotomayor start on July 13th. They'll be interesting, I'm sure. I still think there's absolutely nothing that's going to block that. I don't think so. I don't think that there's enough, I guess, I don't want to say complaints. I don't think there's enough push against her, and certainly not enough political sway if you add up the votes, unless somebody jumps to the other side, that will change and go in the direction of not confirming her. I think she'll be confirmed. It'll be a little bit rough in some of the Senate hearings, but that's anybody who's a nominee. If you remember any of the hearings, if you watched any of them, you know what I'm talking about, regardless of what the majority opinion on the Hill is, right? Yeah. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk more about this whole climate change thing and give you some updates on that. As I said, our next show, we're going to heavily, heavily delve into that, because it affects so many of you that are listening, the whole cap and trade thing, future automobiles you're driving, what you're paying for your electricity, how you feel about windmills in the backyard. So here's the thing. If they're going to pay for the windmills in the backyard, it might be all right. The problem is you start to put price tags on the Going Green deal. And absolutely, if you are wealthy, you can afford to go green. If you're not wealthy, you can't afford to go completely green. You could recycle. You can do some things that help. But in terms of what we're talking about, it's going to be tough for a lot of people. And it's also going to send, sadly, I think, it's going to send some businesses scurrying to other countries even more, even if they have to pay a tax for it, because they won't be able to afford to do business in the United States. Wow. Speaking of doing business, California in big trouble with this deficit. California has to issue IOUs. You want to weigh in on Sotomayor, and if you think this Supreme Court decision to side with the white firefighters hurts her, sure, you can certainly chime in on that. Or their decision, obviously, Madoff, too. 800-259-5791.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com.
or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Saying cash is king, well, unless you give it all to Bernie Madoff. Apparently, a lot of us don't carry cash in our wallets. We carry the debit card. But is that the wise thing to do? I read something online that I'm going to tell you about as far as using the debit card to pay for gasoline, which, of course, I am one of the millions who does that very same thing. In fact, I've forced myself to now carry a little bit of cash. I think you should carry some, but I was all about the debit card, and it was fine. I knew what was coming out of it, but it's what I carry around. Don't carry the cash. So I'll tell you why that might not be the way to go as far as the debit card is concerned. This is America Tonight, so we talk about a whole bunch of different things, things that affect us in our wallet, in our backyard, and I guess on a global scale as well. We've already delved into a couple different things, the Supreme Court ruling for the white firefighters, Bernie Madoff, the fact that he gets 150 years, ultimately apologizing to the people, the victims that were there, but it falls on deaf ears. They were busy applauding once they heard how many years that he was getting. He'll never see the light of day. The interesting thing will be, I think, in the Madoff situation, because he didn't cooperate. He basically said it was all him, which that's not true. Some other people had to have known something, and I think there are going to be more people that are going to fall. There's going to be more criminal prosecutions. They're investigating that. We'll see, and we'll see who's involved. Supposedly the sons weren't. The wife knew nothing, but got to think some of the other people in the business did, because other people were making a ton of money. There was that one floor where they were just shuffling the papers around. So I got to think, yes, there were people that were in the dark, but somebody else knows something, and they need to get as many people as possible that are responsible that did not come forward. All right, back to wallet issues. There's big concern over the talk of climate control, the climate control bill, and clean energy, etc., all that entails. It sounds really gooey, great, and wonderful until you put a pen to paper and you can't afford it. If you're Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, it's a snap, baby. Turn it all green. if you're somebody making a decent amount of money, combined income or your own income, whatever, again, it's a snap to put in some of what you would need to really, really go green. If you're the everyday American just struggling to keep their head above water with health care costs, with a mortgage, with kids in school, and with the zillion other things that you have to pay, could be a little tougher. Like I said, in theory, when somebody says it to you, oh, don't you want to save the environment? And then if you say, well, do you think some of that is hyped up and or some of it's true, but some of it's not? Then you'll get nailed across the table with, are you kidding me? Are you buying into this other garbage that's being thrown out there? But when you really look a little bit closer, there are plenty of people, scientists, that are refuting some of the things that's some of the propaganda on the other side of going green that's being thrown out there. And this idea that going green is going to create a lot of jobs, I'm not really buying into that. Yes, some jobs would be created, but how many jobs would be lost? So is it a draw or is it worse? Here's what Obama had to say kind of on that same subject matter a little bit earlier in the day.
We're also working to build a new foundation for sustained and lasting economic growth. Now, we know this won't be easy, but this is a moment where we've been called upon to cast off the old ways of doing business and act boldly to reclaim America's future. Nowhere is this more important than in building a new clean energy economy, ending our dependence on foreign oil, and limiting the dangerous pollutants that threaten our health and the health of our planet. And that's precisely what we've begun to do. Thanks to broad coalitions ranging from business to labor, investors to entrepreneurs, Democrats and Republicans from coal states and coastal states, and all who are willing to take on this challenge, we've come together to achieve more in the past few months to create a new clean energy economy than we have in decades. We began with historic investments in the Recovery Act and the federal budget that will help create hundreds of thousands of jobs doing the work of doubling our country's supply of renewable energy. We're talking about jobs building wind turbines and solar panels, jobs developing next-generation solutions for next-generation cars, jobs upgrading our outdated power grid so it can carry clean, renewable energy from the far-flung areas that harness it to the big cities that use it. And thanks to a remarkable partnership between automakers, auto workers, environmental advocates, and states, we created incentives for companies to develop cleaner, more efficient vehicles, and for Americans to drive them. We set in motion a new national policy aimed at both increasing gas mileage and decreasing greenhouse gas pollution for all new cars and trucks sold in the United States. And as a result, we'll save 1.8 billion barrels of oil over the lifetime of the vehicles sold in the next 5 years, the projected equivalent of taking 58 million cars off the road for an entire year. We know that even as we seek solutions to our energy problems at home, the solution to global climate change requires American leadership abroad. That's why I've appointed a global climate envoy to help lead our re-engagement with the international community as we find sustainable ways to transition to a global low-carbon economy. And now, just last Friday, the House of Representatives came together to pass an extraordinary piece of legislation that will finally open the door to decreasing our dependence on foreign oil, preventing the worst consequences of climate change, and making clean energy the profitable kind of energy. Thanks to members of
Congress. All right,
Congress,
we're going to stop there. Think about that. Making it profitable, those are broad strokes. Then let's see specifically how we're not going to lose out. Now, you heard the one thing the president said. This is tough. It's necessary. But it's tough on who? It's tough on the person who doesn't have the money. Isn't it always that way? You're just trying to survive. I thought about this today, and I made a little squiggly line on a piece of paper. What was doable? What do I do? Because I think, yeah, I don't need to do that. And it doesn't matter what my feelings are. I don't care if you're orange, purple, independent, Democrat, Republican, whatever. So plastic bags, yeah, of course, it does take a while for plastic bags to disintegrate. We know that. do you really have to have plastic bags? They kill my hands anyway. No, I have canvas bags. Everybody that I see has canvas bags in the grocery store now, if they remember to carry them. Can you recycle newspapers? Can you recycle cans? Yeah, we can all do that, right? Because believe, trust me, there's people that don't even have that in their neighborhoods, and they don't, and it's not as ready available as you would think. So, Donovan, let me ask you, how green are you? Do you do anything? When I say green, it's not about politics. Do you do anything that you think, ah, I don't need to do that. I don't need to throw my McDonald's wrappers out on the street and litter. What do you, in other words, what do you do to maybe be a little bit green, to conserve?
Well, probably the big thing I do these days is I bicycle to and from work every day.
How far is it?
Yeah, it's about 6 miles by bike and then another 10 or so by public transportation.
So you take public transportation with your bike and then you get off the public transportation and bike the rest of the way or vice versa?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, good for you. And you do that, do you do that for, because, well, it's a way you can save money, too.
Yeah, it's mostly because I'm got sick of paying $3 a gallon for gasoline, but I'd like to claim the moral high ground and say it's also for the environmental benefits.
All right, so, and you probably, do you recycle newspapers or any of that, or cans or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Got,
you do the basics.
Yeah, 4 bags in my kitchen, and I throw all of my compost in the compost pile. And,
all right.
You know, the little things.
Right, you do the little things. And I think most people listen, because even the Conservative Party, that's the whole idea, you know, conservative in other ways. That's much different from some of the things that we're talking about in this climate bill. And like I mentioned before, because of the cost of it, that's why you're getting people saying, oh, wait a second, this is the deal. How much are you going to have to pay a year more? And speaking of, and good for Donovan, by the way, taking the public transportation and the bike, healthy too. There is a kind of a benefit. There's another benefit of that. If of course I have a studio right in my own place, but if I could do that, I would do that. That's a good way to keep in shape. Well, check this out. The price of gasoline for the past 2 weeks is now what? $2.66 for a gallon of regular unleaded, or $2.41, I guess, depending on where you live. I filled up today, it was $2.41. That's pretty good. Mid-grade was $2.79 heading into to the weekend. I guess Wichita, Kansas has the lowest price. I'm always intrigued by, I don't know why, the whole gas price thing. Of course I know why, because I don't want to have to pay over $3. But Wichita, Kansas has the lowest, $2.40. San Francisco, the highest, over $3. Regular gas is $1.44 more a gallon, was more at this time last year. Wow, remember that? That's when everybody was trying to think and do what Donovan was doing. It didn't matter. You had to just come up with a way, because if you, especially you've got kids, you're driving an SUV, or you have a truck that's a gas guzzler, you might still want to be driving the truck, but ooh, it was killing you when you went to fill up. Every single time I jumped on the air, the phone lines would just blow open with people kvetching about gas. We're not there yet, but are we going back in that direction? Hang with us. We've got odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
So tonight, I'd like to put all the doubts to rest. I would like to announce to my hometown of Chicago and all of America that I am ready for the Bears to go all the way, baby.
Safety of your loved ones. Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Somebody asked me an interesting question today. They asked me if I was more enthusiastic or interested in digging out old Michael Jackson music. Am I more interested in his music now and his, than I have been in the past? And I thought that's kind of a good question. And the answer to that is no, because there are songs that I liked of Michael Jackson's. If they came on the radio, I would turn it up. But it hasn't had that effect on me. Of course, there are millions of people that it has had a huge effect on, because you can see the sellout of his music coming like an avalanche. It already happened over the weekend, and there are still radio stations that are playing almost nonstop Michael Jackson. How many times can you listen to Billie Jean over and over and over again? No offense to Jackson, because his music was great, and he cut across so many levels, just purely the music, not all the nutty stuff. He cut across so many different levels for so many different decades, and you never knew what was coming next. He started to not be as productive, obviously, when he had all those problems with the molestation charges, etc., in the 90s, and now there was this London deal that was happening, the 50 concerts, and I would have been curious as to how that would have been perceived, but I think it would have been a runaway hit the way it was being billed and the enthusiasm over it. But Michael Jackson, no doubt, still goes down as the king of pop. So what happens with the funeral? We still don't know anything about that. What happens with the big send-off in Los Angeles? Still nothing on that. The funeral for Farrah Fawcett is set for Tuesday, and that should definitely draw out a lot of celebrities, as she had uber famous friends, and once she moved to Los Angeles, of course, stayed in Los Angeles. So I don't know if she even had a home anywhere where else, but you know, she was in a bunch of other movies. People forget that. She was in Cannonball Run. She was in Logan's run in the 70s, and of course, she's best known for that poster and the fact that she was one of Charlie's Angels. 62, died after a three-year battle with anal cancer off and on for a couple of years. You could tell at the end, obviously. You know, it's interesting, that poster in that red swimsuit, I think that was the color that she had on, 12 million copies after it came out in 1976. That was, for those times especially, absolutely huge. So anyway, her services are going to be at the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels in downtown Los Angeles. But it's private. Don't know much about the people invited other than, like I said before, you can bet it's going to be a lot of entertainment people for sure. Now, something else that I've just learned, we were talking about Billy Mays, and now they believe that he might have died of a heart attack, a heart disease, really, in his sleep. There were thoughts that he bumped his head on that flight from Philly to Tampa when he was coming back from a business trip. And if you're listening to me the first time, you're saying, who is she talking about? He was the big pitchman for Orange Glow and OxyClean and all that sort of stuff. So they believe because of the autopsy that it's heart disease, and it had nothing to do with saying that he had a hard hit on his head when the plane got a flat tire. But in the meantime, there's another death to report. Boy, I feel like the obituary network. Comedian Fred Travellina died of cancer. Now, you have to kind of go back for him. I know this. I can remember him because he was, I want to say, gosh, he was like one of those guys that he did impressions of Frank Sinatra, and he was a regular. That's why I know. He was, I remember I told that story about trying to stay up late when my grandmother watched The Tonight Show. He was a regular on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. So he's having a private service, too. He died. He died of, I think, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he had prostate cancer after that. He was in remission. Then, of course, the lymphoma returned. But if you go back to the 70s and 80s, and he had a long career, but if you really go back to the 70s and 80s, he was very, very well known then. I mentioned the thing about, and I just got an email here from Ike, who says, Kate, what's the deal with the debit card and gas that you were talking about? And it's something I guess I never actually thought about, but depending on how much money you have in the bank, check this out. And I use this all the time to pay for gas. When you go to pay for gas, you know, you do the thing where you swipe it at the pump. The bank has no idea what you're spending until you're done pumping the petrol. So they got to make sure you have the funds to cover it. They ask banks to automatically set aside more money. So it can be 20 or more. It could even be 100 bucks until the station sends over its bulk transactions. It could take like 3 days. So if for some reason you kept more money in a savings account or whatever reason, it was running around money or something, you would be in trouble with that because you would get killed on the charges. It makes sense if you think about it. It's like with hotels. When you go to check in a hotel or a motel, has this ever happened to you where you get, sometimes depending on where you're staying, I mean, it can be hundreds and hundreds of dollars. They take extra money out to cover what could be incidentals or whatever, and then it appears back on your card, but you don't really think about it at the time. And then you look at it and you say, what? Are you kidding me? Ugh. And yet another candidate in odds and ends for the Hall of Shame of texting. I just don't understand this. From Austin, Texas, a Texas linebacker, Sergio Kindle, he had a concussion after crashing his car into an apartment building. He did this last week. He was either sending or receiving, they say, a text message, and he lost control of the car while looking at the message. It's lucky that nobody was in the way. But the crash of the car itself caused $8,700 worth of damage. And so he pushed, I guess what happened, he was shocked, he hit the apartment, he pushed the car back into the street, went home, he was checked out by the team doctors, was told he had a concussion, and they told the coaches the next day. He hit a stationary object, so he didn't injure anyone else, so he just has to file a report with the Department of Transportation. But just think if somebody had been in the way. Ugh, why do people continue to do this? I don't get it. Nobody should drive and hold a cell phone, and especially text. I mean, hands-free at least is a little bit better. If you are so bloody attached to your text, then pull over into Burger King, McDonald's, the side of the road, restroom area, whatever, and look at your lousy messages. I don't understand this. And it's going to get worse, folks. You know, it's funny because I'm not really at all a Big Brother person. I hate the idea. I hate the like cameras and the whole idea that there are more cameras being installed in some city areas where it seems like they're smothering you and they can spy on you. And I don't like the idea that, you know, we could take anything that you do in a car. Well, you can't do this and you can't do this and have all these rules. But it's getting freaking dangerous out there. I don't get it. Because you can pull over. That's the thing. Imagine driving on a freeway. And I know all of you can relate to this, or a residential neighborhood, you shouldn't feel like you have to have a helmet on and an inflatable suit just in case some idiot decides to text or look at a text and look down and whatever and slam into you going 65, 70 miles an hour. I mean, please, I hate to see people doing this. It was so fortunate in this kid's case that nobody was hurt. He should be thanking his lucky stars that nothing else happened. And, you know, he caused all the damage to the car and to the apartment building, but who cares about that? It's the fact that somebody could have been around and he could have just easily slammed into somebody that was standing there on the sidewalk. So please, come on. Think about it. I know you're smart out there, America. Pull over. Text until your wildest dreams are fulfilled. And then get back on the road. Or don't get in the car in the first place if texting is more important. Some common sense, please.
Do not go gentle to that good night.